Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 2nd. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities in South Carolina say a toddler has died after being run over in a church parking lot. South Carolina Highway Patrol says the girl was hit Sunday afternoon by a driver who was moving a van outside the Johnsonville Church. The child has been identified as 18-month-old Chloe Chandler. The Highway Patrol is investigating. It's unclear if any charges will be filed. A Columbia woman has been arrested after she sent more than 200 harassing messages to another person through the internet. The state news is reporting an arrest warrant says the 50-year-old woman was jailed yesterday after it was discovered she created multiple fake social media accounts to send the messages. The messages, which targeted one specific victim, said they were being surveilled and monitored. The warrant states the onslaught of messages caused the victim to suffer mental and emotional distress. The woman was charged with first-degree harassment. If convicted, she faces a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison and a $1,000 fine. Authorities are investigating after a body of a man was found Sunday in a car along I-95 in Orangeburg County. South Carolina Highway Patrol made the discovery while responding to a call of a motorist needing assistance. Yesterday, the Orangeburg County Coroner's Office identified the man as 64-year-old John Keller of Virginia. An autopsy is scheduled for today to determine the cause of death. A group says it plans to fly the Confederate flag outside the South Carolina State House on July 13th, 3 days after the anniversary of the day the state officially removed the banner from the Capitol grounds. Braxton Spivey of Flags Across the South says the group has a permit for the rally and will raise the Confederate flag on a temporary flagpole. Spivey said he would have preferred to hold the event on July 10th, the anniversary of the day South Carolina officials removed the flag from the State House grounds in 2015. This year, a social justice group reserved the July 10th date to prevent anyone from flying the Confederate banner. Police in Clover have arrested a man accused of stealing two trees planted by a Girl Scouts troop. A Facebook page for the town says a Japanese maple tree disappeared from the Clover Public Library in May, just 2 days after it was planted. The troop planted another tree after the first went missing. Then, the second tree was taken on Friday. Clover police say a tip led to the arrest of a man for the theft of both trees. Captain Logan McGarity says the officers replanted the newer tree at the library. The suspect has been charged with 2 counts of larceny with an enhancement. In addition to the new 2 cents per gallon gas tax that took effect Monday, according to AAA, there are other reasons South Carolinians and motorists across the nation are about to pay more at the pump this week, on average about 5 cents more per gallon. Since mid-June, crude oil prices have jumped by more than $8 per barrel. Summer travel has also created a greater demand for fuel. A spokesperson for AAA said that it's typical to see increases at the pump ahead of the holiday, but prices may continue to jump throughout the month due to refinery interruptions on the East Coast. South Carolina saw the largest increase in the region by a 13-cent per gallon bump in the last week, with prices averaging at $2.37 per gallon. A new business expansion in Charleston County will be creating 45 new jobs in the area. Highwire Distilling Company will be investing $3 million into the expansion. The company uses about 80% of locally sourced ingredients in its products. Growers Express is recalling their butternut squash, cauliflower, zucchini, and butternut squash-based veggie bowl products. They were distributed here in South Carolina through Food Lion and Trader Joe's. The recall was issued due to the potential for listeria contamination. So far, there have been no reports of illnesses due to consumption of the products. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.